But if fun at the theatre spelt danger, Christmas joy for rich kids meant misery for other children. Toy makers were the poorest of the poor, and the hardest life of all was that of the doll maker. Expensive Christmas gifts were produced in slum dwellings by anonymous workers as young as six.
Julie, it's extraordinary in here. It's like a dream. Did you actually make these?
I actually made the dolls that are next to you there, but the ones in the far corner are actual Victorian dolls.
It seems such a lovely thing to do. It's hard to believe that this would have been a worse job.
It's a very nice job for me these days, but they worked under much different conditions to me in the Victorian times.
What sort of conditions would they have been in when they were making the dolls?
They'd be working in very cramped, small little houses in the kitchens, working with the hot wax, and the children would be playing round and actually doing parts of the jobs as well.
So this would have been on the kitchen stove with all the kids running around?
Yeah, Dad would probably be the one doing the pouring of the wax.
It would have been very dangerous, wouldn't it?
It would. The wax could get so hot that it would actually combust and burst into flames as well. It's like working with hot fat.
Like chip fat?
Yeah. Now, if I hold the mould slightly tilted, you can pour into the mould.
Just pour it all in?
Pour it in, that's it. Stop. Oh. There we go. Now, that has to settle and set a little bit now.
How much would a doll like that have cost?
Would have been about 5 guineas, which would be a whole year's wage for one of the workers.
The little child who was making the dolls wouldn't have been able to afford to buy one of those.
No way, no. They were just for the spoilt rich children.
Dolls weren't for playing with. They were expensive accessories. It was fashionable to have dolls with faces modelled on one of Queen Victoria's children.